Hello,
Or,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Best Buy should be reaching back out to you shortly, and I'm gonna go ahead and send the email to my superiors, and they will be reaching back out to you to go ahead and get you scheduled for another install, ma'am. Okay?
No, okay, now listen, I can't wait another week for this. All they have to do is turn around and come back, and I have waited. I can't. Just have them, just call them.
I will, ma'am. I will have them give you a call, ma'am. No problem. Ma'am, hello?
But it's the thing of it is they only all they were not at the end of my driveway, and all they had to do is turn around and come back. All they had to do was turn around. You don't understand. I have waited for two because they only deliver supposedly. They only hook things is I have a gas LP gas. Supposedly they only come on Tuesdays. See, the whole thing started. I bought this range December the 20th, and I had it delivered on the 28th, and they were supposed to deliver it, install it. Okay, when they delivered it was damaged. So they took it back. Now, I don't know what happened, how it was. Somehow in the system, it was in the system that they delivered it. And therefore, you know, it was like it was delivered and hooked up or whatever it was, you know. So I went back. I finally went back to the Terre Haute store, and I basically had to buy everything again. This was January the 4th. I had to buy it all over again on January the 4th, and they told me I had to wait until February, basically whatever the next Tuesday was, basically a month, 4 Tuesdays before they could install it because it was gas. Okay, they came last Tuesday to hook it up. Well, they didn't have the right hose. So then they set up another next Tuesday. So they come today and they didn't hook it up right. Now that's ridiculous for me to pay a fee for to have all this done. And don't you agree that I
Yes,
should have?
ma'am. I definitely do. Yes, ma'am.
I am upset about this.
And ma'am, we're gonna get everything rectified for you, ma'am.
Okay, but I have to wait another month, another week? Who
No,
knows if they're going to hook it up right?
I didn't say that you had to wait another week, ma'am. I was just stating that I'm gonna email this to my superiors, and they are gonna reach back out to you very soon, if not by today's end, ma'am, and to get everything situated and rectified for you, ma'am. That's what I did say.
Quiet for me.
Ma'am?
Yes, I mean, what are they going to do, you think?
Yes, ma'am, they're gonna have another tech come out or a better tech come out to better suit your service, ma'am, for your gas line.
Okay, so, but they only come out on Tuesdays. That's a week from now.
Ma'am, I'm sorry that they told you that.
That's what they say. LP gas, the gas people, because Best Buy cannot have, you know, they can't have their regular people come out, they say. They have to have an installer come out. But that deals with gas. Whole thing is, my husband can hook that up. He can he it, it the I don't know anything about it. The oven. They did not hook the orifice to the oven. They did not hook that up. I cannot use my oven. Now, if he didn't know that, I could have blown my house up, you know?
Yes,
This is
ma'am.
my
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna get this emailed up.
So how do you know? Do you know who I am? How do you know who you're sending this email to?
I'm sending it to my superiors. I gotta put all your information in this email, and then they're gonna go ahead and reach back out to you, ma'am, with a better solution to get you scheduled not a week from now or, you know, a couple of days from now to go ahead and get that installed correctly put in for you, ma'am.
All they have to do, the repairman called. They could have. They weren't 5 minutes away. And you
Yes,
know
ma'am.
they had. They have. They always call before they came. They called and told me they were 35 minutes away. That's how I knew what their phone number was. I text them. I call them. Please turn around and come back and fix this before you get very far. They didn't do it. That's all they had to do. Well, they should have done it right to begin with. I mean, how do I know? How do I know the other people are going to do it right? How do I know this? I have trusted you and Best Buy now since December 20th. It's gone nowhere. I'm so upset. I'm just so upset.
I'm sorry that you're upset, ma'am. I'm sorry about the inconvenience. But we do have reliable men to take care of this.
Right.
Now, if they tell us that they are suitable for this job and then we send them out on the job and then comes to find out that they're not suitable enough for the job, then we deeply apologize, but it's just like we were bamboozled as well.
You know, and I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. I mean, I'm sure it's just something they forgot to, you know, they just have to stick that piece up there, I guess, you know. I mean, just hook together, just, I don't know anything about it, but that's what he said. My husband said they just have to hook together, which he can do that. He can do that himself, but the thing of it is, it's just the principle of the thing. He should not have to fix their, what I've waited a month and a half for, you know, because if that's the case, I guess he should have just did it in the first place. But, you know, I don't know, like that, when they delivered that, unboxed that first stove and it was all damaged, the back of it. Now, if we would have done that, they would have probably accused us of damaging it or something. You know what I'm saying? If he would have went ahead and we called it home and hauled our other stuff away. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am. You're absolutely right. If he did touch it, they'd have said that something was wrong with it, and they'd have tried to hold him liable for it. You're absolutely right.
So that's why we pay the fee to have someone to come to bring it themselves, install it, and haul it over and away. And this is where it's going. You know, December 20th, we bought this stove. Here it is, you know, almost a month later, or 2 months later. And it wasn't that it was in stock. It's just the fact that, you know, it's just
competent installers. That's okay. Okay, man. I did send this email up to my superiors, and they're going to reach back out to me to reach out to you, or they'll reach directly back out to you and get you rescheduled for your delivery, man. I don't think it'll take a week. I don't think they'll schedule out another week, man. It should be before the end of this week to get your service call and get you installed, man, and get your oven installed correctly.
Okay, so now what do I do? Do I have to call Best Buy and tell them this? Or, well, I can't call them. I can't get a hold of them.
No, Best Buy should be reaching back out to you shortly, ma'am. If I'm not mistaken, they probably called while we were still on the phone.
Okay. So now I bought this in Indiana. Is the Terre Haute store going to call me?
Yes, the store that you bought it from will be giving you a call, ma'am.
Okay. So so I mean, I have the Expo number and all that, but you don't need none of that?
No, ma'am, I got your order right here. I already sent it to my superiors, ma'am.
All right.
I apologize about the inconvenience, ma'am. I really do.
All right. Thank you for helping me.
No problem, ma'am. And thank you for calling XPO, ma'am. Enjoy your day. Yes, ma'am.